Hi there. The word for you today is on vitamins for spiritual health. 2 Samuel 20 verse 9 we read, "Are you in health, my brother?" Here's another vitamin for spiritual health. Never take God for granted. In other words, don't become overly familiar with spiritual things. Samson did that and he paid dearly. After discovering the secret of his strength, the Bible says Delilah lulled him to sleep on her knees, called for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head, and his strength left him. And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." So he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as before, at other times, and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him, and the Philistines took him. It's a story of tragedy. Samson was born to lead Israel to victory, but instead he gave in to his lowest impulses, consorted with the enemy, and thought he could get away with it. Listen to him. "I will go out as before at other times." In other words, I'll just do what I've always done. But this was one time too many. His disobedience hadn't robbed him of his supernatural strength before, but it did this time. He crossed a line and ended up losing his sight, his strength, his liberty, his credibility, and his usefulness to God. And eventually he died a prisoner of the Philistines. You say, "Bob, today's devotion sounds a bit harsh." No, it's protective. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And when you persist in disobeying what you know God has told you to do and think you can escape the consequences, you're headed for trouble. You say, "What should I do?" Repent, which means do an about face. Get right with God and get back on track while you still can.